Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The hand of God's judgment. A lot of people don't understand that God is always judging. And all of the things we're going through today, which people can't figure out, why are all of these things coming upon us? And all of these evils coming upon us? And seemingly no solution that men can bring to try and solve it. And if they do, then they're attacked by others. So nothing is ever accomplished. Why is that? Let's look at a psalm, Psalm 105 and verse 7. Here's the reason. Men can deny God. They can say God doesn't exist. They can say that evolution brought about everything that there is. And they are completely ignorant. Because everything of the creation of God, from the smallest thing to the most magnificent thing in the universe, is what God created. And God created every one of them through the process of procreation. And God's judgments are always working all the time, everywhere. So let's read it. Psalm 105 and verse 7. He is the Lord our God. That means that He is Lord. He is God. He is creator. He is sustainer. He is lawgiver. He is also loving and kind and merciful to those who will repent. But He has the heavy hand of correction and slaughter and death to those who defy Him. His judgments are in all the earth, everywhere, all the time. So how does that work? A lot of people don't like to be told they're under judgment, but they are all the time. And every time you make a decision, that's a personal judgment, right? Now let's come to Romans, the first chapter, and let's see how Paul, top Christian apostle, right? Everyone that people likes to quote correct, and they like to quote him to show that the law has been done away. Well, the truth is, the laws have not been done away. Jesus Himself said so. He said in Matthew 5:17, do not think, don't let it enter into your mind, that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill or complete the law and the prophets. And until everything is accomplished, not one jot or one tittle shall depart from the law. Here's another brand new book that you really need, the Apostle Paul's teachings on God's law. You need it because Orthodox Christianity says the law has been done away, or Paul did away with the law, or the church had changed the Sabbath to Sunday. No, this book will show you the truth from the Bible. Are you willing to look at the truth? We will send this book to you at no cost. Just email us, write us, or phone the office. So let's see what Paul says about great men and their thoughts and leaders down to the average person, because judgment is with the hand of God going on all the time. So let's pick it up here in verse 17, Romans, the first chapter. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. God expects you to believe in him, believe in his laws, believe in his commandments, believe in his prophecies. And that belief should lead to what? Repentance and obedience. Because there are two forms of God's judgment. One for blessing, and the other for punishment or curse. And they are enforced automatically. Then it says, according as it is written, the just, that is, those who are in right standing with God. And how are you in right standing with God? Because you believe God, you obey God, and you love God. All of the fake Christianity preachers, and by the way, go online and look up the 50 most evil Christians, and you will see they are all main preachers on the religious channels.
In the name of Jesus!
Topped off by Kenneth Copeland, number one.
Would you pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus.
Joel Osteen is number two. And all the rest. That's why people hate Christianity. That's why it's not going to help going to them. The just are those who come to God. The just are those who believe God. The just are those who confess their sins to God to have them forgiven through the sacrifice and blood of Jesus Christ so that they can be in right standing with God. Now, how many are those that do that? Very few, because Jesus said the way to righteousness is straight and narrow, that is difficult, and few that find it. Why? Because everyone likes the broad way. And many go in that gate, and that leads to death. And that brings the hand of God's judgment. So let's read about it here. Verse 18, indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all ungodliness, everything that's anti-God, and unrighteousness, that is living in sin, sanctifying sin. And how many of those things have we covered, from sin to transgender to operations to change gender and things? All of those are satanic. Unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That's done everywhere by the religious leaders of Christianity, by the leaders in government, by the leaders in education. And wherever you go, the truth is suppressed and replaced with a lie. And that's how the judgment of God begins. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God, do they have the Bible? Is it available to them? Are there areas in the Bible that are easy to understand? Yes, there are. Try the Ten Commandments. Try reading the book of Proverbs. Easy to understand. All from God, so that you can begin to know and understand him. It manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them, sent them in printed form, his very word. Now, why did God do that? And very few even remember about what Jesus said when he was tempted by Satan the devil. The first thing he said was this: man, that means any man or any woman, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And from that point, everyone is judged. Let's see what the judgment for sin brings. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that were made. By the laws, by the genes, by the chromosomes, by the chemicals, by the air, by the water. All testify of God's creation. And they know it. Both his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That's why there are so many Bibles in the world, not only printed, but also in over 3,000 languages, and it's all digitized and ready at the hand of anyone who has a smartphone, who's smart enough to use a smartphone to check out the Word of God to see what it says, rather than looking for all of the sin they can find and reduplicate that in their lives. Because when they knew God, and there was a time when people knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Now that's what happens when men get lifted up in their vanity and their own intellect and how great they are and how much they know. Listen, the truth is, it doesn't matter how many degrees you have or how great a brain that you think you have, if you don't know God and if you don't know the Word of God, you know nothing. Verse 22, while professing themselves to be the wise one, they became fools. And the Greek there is morons. And you watch them. You have on American Science Channel how the universe works. And you hear them talk about billions and trillions of years and light years in creation. They may know a little bit. But rather than say, oh, Lord God, what a magnificent creation that you have made, they dream of traveling into space. Human beings can't do that. It's all they can do to reach the moon. Now, here's what they did. Verse 23, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed creatures and creeping things. Isn't that true in religion? Isn't that true in technology? What are they trying to do in technology? Make human-like robots, which are just stupid, because every little thing in them must be programmed or they won't work. That's why the creation of God and the creation of man and the procreation of children with father and mother and family is so fantastic, because it's direct from God and with the blessing of God if people will come to God. Here's God's judgment right here. For this cause, God also abandoned them to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to disgrace their own bodies between themselves. Getting into gross sexual immorality, and is that not where we are today? Everywhere. Everything. Then you add into it all the drugs, and you add into it all the crimes. You add into it all of the thuggery. You add into it everything that is put out is encased in lies. Unless you come to the Word of God and understand the truth, you will never know anything. Now, here's what they do. Who exchange the truth of God for the lie. And what is that? We don't need the Bible. We don't need that. Oh, that's for religious people. No, it's for every man and woman on earth that God gave his word. But you have to choose to do it. You can't reject it and expect you're going to be successful. You can't reject it and expect you're not going to have the judgment of God. And then when the judgment of God comes, you wonder, well, I wonder why these things are so bad. Well, because you still won't turn to God when they get really bad. And they worshiped and served the created thing. Isn't that true? Whatever they worship, a false Christ, manufacturing, robots, things, other people, animals, whatever. And serve the created thing more than the one who is creator, who is blessed into the ages. Amen. For this cause, now notice, here's the second cause. Here is the second judgment. And you look down through history, and you will see that step by step by step, this has happened to every major country and empire that has ever existed. And God has prophesied what's going to happen leading up to the end times and the return of Jesus Christ. But they will pay no attention to it because they think that they are masters of their own. They think that they are gods themselves. Well, God's going to have a few words to say to them. We'll see it here in a little bit. So here's the second cause. Verse 26, for this cause God abandoned them to disgraceful passions, for even their women changed the natural use of sex into that which is contrary of nature. What is LGB alphabet perversion? L stands for lesbian, right? Then think about all of the witches. And you know, there are more witches than there are Presbyterians in America. And they like to come along and say, well, we're good witches. If you get a benefit from Satan, don't count that as a blessing from God. But that's to entrap you in more, to bring you to more depths of evil. And in the same manner also the men, having left the natural use of the women, were inflamed in their lustful passions toward one another. Men with men shamelessly committing lewd acts and receiving back within themselves a fitting penalty for their error. Now, here's the judgment of God. He's fair in doing it. And it all depends on what people choose. And in exact proportion as they did not consent to have God in their knowledge, they want nothing to do with God. Now they think they're smart, but they are the ones who are causing all of these problems coming upon us with no solutions. And we will see that in just a little bit. And in exact proportion as they did not consent to have God in their knowledge, God abandoned them, the third abandonment. Now, the people who are in the third abandonment are really evil. But they may appear very nice, very wealthy, very educated. But they have this. God abandoned them to a reprobate mind to practice those things that are immoral. If you want sin, God's going to let you have all you want. But his judgment is coming. And what is the final judgment that comes? Death. Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who commit such things are worthy of death, not only practice these things themselves, but also approve of those who commit them. So they all have a club that they're all associated with, huh? You ever heard of Davos, Switzerland? At the billionaire club there? Huh? Some of the most demented minds in the world of the intellects, those who think that they are running the world, which they are because Satan has given it to them, as well as their wealth. The judgment of God is coming. Now, let's look and see what God says about nations. Let's come to Jeremiah 18. Now, we have been here before, but we need to go back here again so that we can really learn the lesson and really know and understand that God means what he says and says what he means and will honor at any time true repentance. Fake Christianity won't tell you that when you repent, you come to God in tears and crying on your knees directly to God, asking for forgiveness. And when he does forgive, which he does, you have to get up and start keeping the laws and commandments of God. Otherwise, you'll be right back into sinning again, and then it will get worse. So Jeremiah had a 40-year ministry to the Jews in Jerusalem before they were carried off into Babylon. So here's what God told Jeremiah to do. He wanted to teach him a lesson. Here, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was working at his wheel. And a vessel that he made of clay was ruined in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel." Now, in order to understand prophecy, you need our book, America and Britain, Their Biblical Origin and Their Prophetic Destiny. We'll read in the next segment about some of the prophecies come upon us because of going against God. So he said, verse 6, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you even as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Here's the lesson. If at any time I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, and we can add there any individual to pluck it up, to pull it down, to destroy it. Isn't that where we are in America today? Yes, indeed. How many people in the experts saying that we're a dying nation? We're going to collapse. They are true. Now, verse 8. "If that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them." So God gives repentance. He gives a way out. See? Everyone is trying to solve all of the effects of what the problem is. The problem is we have left God. The problem is we've thrown away his commandments. The problem is we don't believe God. The problem is we want to go on our own sins rather than do the will of God. But God still holds out repentance. Only one nation in the whole history of the world ever repented. And that was the nation of the Assyrians and the Ninevites, as found in the prophet Jonah.
In just 40 days more, Nineveh will be overthrown.
Hear the word of the king, people of Nineveh. Hear the word of the king. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no man or beast, herd or flock, should eat anything at all. They should not take food, nor should they drink any water. Let them be covered with sackcloth, both man and beast, and let them call earnestly to God, and turn from their evil ways and from the violence they practice. Who knows whether the true God may reconsider what he intends to do? and turn back from his burning anger, that we may not perish.
Israel didn't. Judah didn't. None of the 10 tribes did. Then he also says this, if at any time I speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to build it and to plant it, so God raises nations up and he takes them down. According to what? Their collective behavior. He does it to individuals based on each one's individual behavior. If people insist on sinning against God, rejecting his laws, judgment's coming. If they repent and look to God and his word and repent to the point that they can be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit of God, all will be forgiven and blessings will come upon you from God. But you have to come to God, how? With all your heart. You have to love him. You have to obey him. You have to keep his commandments. That's what God wants. That's a simple recipe, is that not? Yes. Verse 9. If at any time I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to build it or plant it, if it does evil in my sight, that it not obey my voice. Remember that. Obey my voice is the simplest definition of what God wants you to do. And he has made it available. So what are you going to do? I ask this every time on Church at Home. What are you going to do? Because the choice is set before everyone. Better obey not my voice. Then I will repent of the good which I said I would do to them good. You need our book. Lord, what should I do? And that will help you begin to understand what God means. You need to study the Ten Commandments. We have that with all the teachings of Jesus on Church at Home. We have so many things with Church at Home. You can just go to the directory of videos and go down the line. We have a 6-part series on the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, we're living in a time that God's judgments, because of our sins, are coming upon us. And in an increasingly intensive way. And we will talk about that in the next segment. Because we're at the point, if there is no turning from the evil by the religious leaders, by the politicians, by the educators, and by people, the hand of God's judgment is coming for destruction. And it won't be stopped. And there will be no solution until there is great and deep and vast repentance. That is the fate of every nation, every country, every family, and every person. Do you believe God? And his word, or not. So that's why we're here at Church at Home, to present to you and your home what you need to have. So you also need to get our booklet on baptism. You need to go to our other website, truthofgod.org. There we have such a vast array of information and teaching in the Bible that it will keep you up to date on everything that there is you need to know. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.